John Jessop.
Certainly is, and it's 24 after 2 o'clock, and my guest, he's been very patient and sitting enjoying the view from our penthouse suite. Hails from Runcorn, but he's got a great voice. I was listening to him warming up before. Dave Oz, welcome.
Hiya, John. You all right?
I'm very well, mate, and it's so good to have you in here, because we were supposed to meet up a long time ago.
We were
having hospital appointments, and things just took over, didn't they? And then the pandemic went even wilder than we anticipated.
It did. It did.
I know. So how's that affected you, Dave?
Business-wise, it's affected me quite heavily in regards to the money situation.
Yes.
It's just so nice to be back doing it, and, you know.
Yeah, have a lot of your regulars, you know, returned and said, hey, Dave, you know, the gigs are back on and we want you back?
Yeah, I mean, the diary is beginning to get full again, which is nice.
Yes.
So, it's just amazing to be back and, you know, not sitting at home, being able to get up, pack the equipment up onto the gig and out there entertaining people, so... That's what I enjoy doing.
I mean, I've known you from before you were solo now, because you were in a tribute band. You don't mind me saying that,
That's
do you?
Right,
you
know, no.
You were in a great tribute band called Take Fat.
That's right. P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T. Yes. Yeah. Because you were all sort of a lot bulbous than the original Take That.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
But, you know, that was a great band.
We did. We had a good laugh with it. We enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah. But you've all gone your separate ways now, and thankfully you're here, and you've got a great future ahead of you.
Oh, thank you very much. I love the type of music which I do, so the soul and Motown sort of side. And
I mean, I bet you can rap out a good rock song, though, can't you?
I do like rock music. I love rock music. Yeah,
yeah. Like, what's your favourite rock stuff?
I like to do stuff by Journey.
Yes.
I like Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I love that.
I can imagine you doing 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I can do that as well, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can't do, pal, you know, yeah. So I've got you down here to do Soul and Motown, which is the music that you love as well.
Yeah, I can do that, definitely. Yeah.
Big artists that have sort of impressed you?
Soul and Motown-wise, I like the likes of the Temptations. I like the Four Tops.
Yeah.
You know, all the big soul and Motown bands and stuff. I like all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, is it stuff that you still play when you're in the car or when you're at home, Dave?
I do. Yeah. I listen to Motown stuff. I listen to rock music as well. I love rock music, so.
Yeah. What about the modern day stuff?
No, I don't like all the thumpy stuff. I'm not into that, no.
No.
Liverpool Live.
Do you play anything, Dave?
I play a bit of drums, a little bit of keyboards, but I wouldn't be confident to go out there and do it.
No.
Just as a little bit of a hobby and stuff, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
A bit of keys.
Yeah. We were talking there off mic before that there's a big soul show taking place in Blackburn soon, isn't it?
Odyssey. And
Shalimar.
Alexander O'Neill, yeah.
Yeah, and the voice of Rose Royce, and she's going to be there, Gwen Dickey.
That'll be good. That'll be an ace show.
I think that's a four-piece line, you know, Alexander O'Neill, Shalimar, Rose Royce featuring Gwen Dickey and Odyssey.
Some great artists there.
Yeah, and of course, on the other side of the road from here, I always call it the Scouse Bowl, but it was known as the Echo Arena.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's the M&S Arena.
M&S.
Yeah, Marks and Spencer's Arena. And... in October, they've got the Four Tops, Temptations, Odyssey.
Wow.
We think it's going to be Tavares and another lined up as well. So
that'd be brilliant.
That's a great one as well.
That'd be a great lineup, that.
That's excellent the third lineup. Time that they've actually tried to put that together with all the closures and everything, you know.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
One original member of the Temps and one original member of the Four Tops.
Not many left now, is there?
No.
They were amazing when they were...
Oh, they were tremendous.
When they were going, definitely.
Yeah.
What else are they still going now, aren't they?
I know they are.
Still doing it.
Yes, yeah.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
But, it's been a pleasure to have you in here, Dave.
I've loved it, mate. I've loved every minute of it.
And, you know, as I say, love to have you back again. And just hope that your diary keeps on ticking over and just keep on working, because that's, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, but there's also a lot of impersonators, and, you know, you're one of the good ones.
Oh, thank you very, very much. That means a lot. Thank you.
You're very welcome, mate, and thank you for coming down here on Bank Holiday.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Marvellous. The one and only Dave Oz, you can catch him on his YouTube channel. You can catch him on Facebook. Just put Dave Oz in Soul Singer, and it will all come up, and you'll find out what his availability is. But you find a phone number, the person who's on the end of the phone will always be Dave Oz, and that's what it's all about. Dave, thanks very much, mate.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a safe journey back home.
Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on your mobile.